to share with you a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about journeys. And some of these guys playing up here, you've been on a journey. Gosh, you've been practicing, and that was amazing. Thank you so much for singing your hearts out, playing your hearts out. It was incredible. And just what we were saying earlier with Nathan and Emily, we've been so privileged to see people develop our children. It's just great when people come alongside kids and develop them in their skills and their talents. So we're going to talk about journeys. I wonder how many of you have ever been on a journey? Let's raise your hands if you've been on a journey, any sort of journey at all. I think most of us have been on some kind of journey, haven't we? Okay. We've been on a journey just yesterday. We arrived from Cape Town, so we went on two flights and arrived here bleary-eyed on Saturday morning. We had to follow signs along the way, of course, you know, because otherwise you might end up on the wrong flight, which would be a bit unfortunate, and we wouldn't be here today. So you have to follow these signs along the way. Also, we've been on walking trails. We love hiking. And often in Namibia and then in Cape Town, there's been these walking trails with sort of footprints. You've probably seen the kind of thing, white painted footprints on the stones that you follow and you're looking out for the next one. And sometimes if they've forgotten to paint one, you're then looking around, where's that white footprint? And you eventually find it and you go, okay, this is still the way to go. There's these markers along the way. You've been on walks and shore hikes with signposts as well. Teaching you, showing you the way to go. Sometimes there's one walk for quite recently, and we didn't get really more than about 300 metres and then realised we really didn't know which way to go on this hike. It was about 35 degrees as well, so I think we just thought, you know what, let's just go and sit and have a cool drink somewhere instead, because we lost the way. There were no markers to show us the way. We hadn't got the lovely Ordnance Survey maps that we have here to show us the way. You know that we're on physical journeys often, but we're also on this spiritual journey. All of us are on some kind of spiritual journey, finding out what it is to know about God. And that's our work. We're helping people. Firstly, we're helping people take steps with Jesus, but also helping those people to help others take steps closer to Jesus on their journey. And that's our encouragement today. For all of us, we're like markers on a trail. All of us like markers on a trail pointing towards Jesus. This is a way to go. Here are little things to help you on your way to Jesus. And so we're going to look at John 4 in particular that we had read so eloquently by my daughter. John 4, the woman of Samaria, and Jeff's going to go into that a little bit.
So last year, Cape Town was in a drought. Can you imagine if London ran out of water? Like you turn on a tap and there's no water coming out. That was about to happen to Cape Town and you guys prayed for us. So that was fantastic. And now we've got twice as much water as we had last year. So, but there was a point, and I think Mandy and Stuart came to see us do this as well. We actually were to, because we were only given a certain amount of water every day we were allowed to have, but we could go to a spring at the bottom of Table Mountain and to go and fill up containers of water and take them home with us. And as people were queuing for this thing, it would make me think of this story that we have today. The woman, she's standing at the well in the heat of the day. Often these people in Cape Town were standing waiting for water in the heat of the day to get this extra water they needed. And I just wanted to tell them all that actually, you know, this is just physical water, but you need something more than water in life. Yes, water is essential. So today our story gives me that picture, and maybe Mandy and Stuart have a similar picture. So I just want us to see very quickly how Jesus helped this woman in Samaria go on a spiritual journey. How did he help her move along the trail? The spiritual trail. Well, the first thing he did was he spoke first. He spoke first. He took the initiative. We're British, aren't we, many of us here today? And we don't talk to people first, do we? If we're sitting on a train, we wait to be introduced to somebody, don't we? Isn't that the British way? Well, clearly Jesus wasn't British because he spoke first, and he basically wanted this woman to know him and who he was. And so he spoke first. He opened the conversation. He opened the conversation. And so when we're thinking about helping other people on their spiritual journey, the first thing we need to do is be intentional. We need to speak first. And then the second thing that Jesus did, and many of you have heard this many times before, is that Jesus crossed all sorts of social boundaries when he spoke to this woman. Didn't he? I mean, first of all, she was a woman. Men weren't supposed to really talk to women in that particular time. Can you imagine that? And so she's really surprised when Jesus starts talking to her. And then the second thing she says, but I'm a Samaritan as well. You're a Jew. We don't talk to each other. Now, we live in South Africa, and maybe you know the history, but in South Africa, there was a big divide between the blacks and the whites, and they weren't allowed to really talk to each other. And so this story actually makes me think about apartheid, as it was called, that horrible legalized racism that was part of South African history. And it makes me think, this is a bit like a white man talking to a black woman in that kind of time. It has that kind of feel to it. Jesus crossed boundaries. And maybe we need to do that as well. But I think about our journey. We're going across boundaries to a new country, a new culture. And you could say talking to CEOs of companies is across a boundary, certainly for me. So Jesus spoke first. He crossed boundaries. The third one is he had a conversation. He had a dialogue. It was a two-way thing. Okay, it was a two-way thing. It reads a bit like a play, right? Okay, Jesus says this, and then the woman of Samaria says this, and then Jesus says this, and it goes backwards and forwards. And Jesus models something here for us, doesn't he? That actually when we go to share our faith, when we tell other people about Jesus, when we tell people about how great Jesus is to us, we don't download on people everything all at once. But we actually have a conversation and we let them talk and we respond to them and we dialogue. We dialogue with those people. And it's great. This woman had questions for Jesus. Jesus had a conversation. I love that. And then fourthly, he helped her understand. He helped her understand. Jesus used things around him, like the well, the water, to help this woman understand her greatest need. He was helping her on a journey, and he used the everyday language, the need for water, the thirst that we have, the craving we have for something. Jesus says, you can be fulfilled through that water that I can give. So Jesus basically was showing her who she was, but also who he was. He was holding up a mirror, let her see who she really was, but then he was also holding up a window to see who he was. This is important for us to think about. So, yes, I'm going to hand back over to Caroline and she will finish off with a few thoughts.
So we didn't read in this passage, but just a little bit on in the chapter, we see that the result of this, of how Jesus had valued her and shown love for her. Actually, the song that we were singing, Brave, I thought that was so great that Jesus' love causes us to be brave. And that's exactly what happened with this woman of Samaria, the Samaritan woman. That because of the way he valued her, she was an outcast, really. She had things going on in her life, and she was guilty and ashamed of that. And that's why she's there in the middle of the day, drawing water in the middle of the day to keep away from the other women of the time. But Jesus valued her. He spoke to her. She gained understanding of who he was, and then she went to share it with others. She was so excited about this news that she shared it with others. And so in many ways, she went from an outcast to a hero. because all these other people, you'll read later in that chapter, all these others came gathered to know who Jesus was, and they started their journey with Jesus as well. We have an exercise called the Biscuit Trail. There's some cards here. It's like a card game in some ways, but to help people on their journey of sharing their faith, of sharing their story and sharing a little bit about Jesus. We call it the Biscuit Trail. I've got a packet of biscuits from the back here. Because if I went and I invited you to have a biscuit, I offered you a biscuit, which maybe I could do. I was just thinking about the allergies. We're not big on that in South Africa. I'm thinking, oh, can I offer biscuits in church? If I offered you a biscuit, then you might take one. Do you like hobnobs? Yeah. Do you like hobnobs? Yeah, you might try a hobnob. So they'd offer a hobnob and she'd go, yes, please. Or no, thank you. I'd say, okay. Now, for this lady, what's her name?
JD.
She'd say, yes, please. So I'd offer her one and let her have one. I wouldn't force you to have, no, have the hobnobs. Have them. Go and eat them. I'm not going to force them. But maybe I'll try another packet of biscuits and say, oh, what about Jammy Dodgers? Or, I don't know what biscuits we've got nowadays. digestives or rich tea. Or I might offer you different biscuits. And she'd go, oh, actually, I like those. Yes, I'd have one of those. The same idea with our faith, really, that we want to be offering things to people, giving them a chance to say, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to try that. And then perhaps offer them another little bit about Jesus, and they go, okay, yeah, that's good. And then they might say, no, I'm not ready to come to church. Or say, okay, what about coming for a meal with my friends? You know, they're some church friends. We're just going to have a gathering. You know, you don't even necessarily have a spiritual conversation that evening, but they get to be invited in Christian community. And those little steps towards Jesus, and that's what, as I say, we're trying to do, and that's what I encourage us all to do, is taking steps with and towards Jesus. So as Jeff said, as we walk with people, helping them on this journey, we don't download, we start that conversation with people. Sometimes people won't start a conversation about Jesus unless we initiate it. Not being put off by culture or different backgrounds or age. Asking questions and guiding people towards Jesus and helping them in their understanding. So when we've got to know Jesus, we want other people to know him because he's so great. So my question for you, I'm going to leave you with this, a question for you, or two questions. One is, who can you help on their journey, their spiritual journey? Is there somebody you can even think of right now, one person that you can think of who doesn't yet know Jesus, who perhaps is on a little bit of a journey, but you could help them in some small way on their journey of faith? Or the other question is, do you want help on your journey? Are you in a place where maybe you don't know Jesus, or maybe you know a bit about him, but you're just not sure and you want some help? Then that's my question to you, and asking you to maybe ask somebody for some help to find out a little bit more about Jesus. And gradually, hopefully, they'll finish the packet of spiritual biscuits. So thank you. Let me pray. Father, thank you that we are on this journey with you, and you are such a good God as you lead us towards you. Thank you for this great example that you gave us with a Samaritan woman that goes beyond boundaries, that shows great love. Lord, help us to have compassion on those around us. Help us to love people towards you. And Lord, in the love that we receive from you, help us to be brave, to share this good news with others. And Lord, for those who do not yet know you, I pray that they would come to this realization of just how great a God you are, in your name. Amen.